Hello and welcome to the Revenge of the Drive-In commentary track for Old Boy. We are doing Old Boy, not to be confused with Young Man.
I bet you wrote that down. You know, I don't know how you feel about this movie. I don't think we've ever actually spoken about this movie.
Oh no, together. You don't remember. We have spoken about it. Years ago, this was an in-person conversation, Jim. I can't even remember the last time we had one of those.
Oh my god, 2019. Yes.
No, in York would have been the last time. October 2020, probably.
No, my friend, the last time.
No, was that October 2019?
Yeah, that was October 2019, but I saw you and your parents in London, and I was really sick.
That's
remember,
right.
It was right after Christmas,
that's right
before New Year's.
Right before COVID. But anyways, I remember at your place talking, and I don't know how I got on a subject, but I mentioned that I was really fascinated by how fine the line can be between art and exploitation.
Mm-hmm.
I remember at least three examples of like movies that I talked about that are like works of art, but like super close to being like exploitation films. And it's like, if they were handled slightly differently, these would be seen as like utter trash. And I mentioned the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and I mentioned David Lynch, just like everything he's done. And I mentioned Old Boy. And I wasn't sure if you had seen Old Boy, but you said, yeah, it's awesome. And it is. And I think I like this movie more than Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I like this movie more than a lot of David Lynch stuff. I don't know if I like it more than anything David Lynch has ever done, but it's up there. And at the time, I probably brought it up because that was probably around the time I had seen Twin Peaks: The Return. It probably started as a David Lynch conversation, if I had to guess. But again, we're talking 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
Yeah, almost. This is a long time ago.
Who could know?
Nobody.
Yeah, Jim, what were you about to say?
Well, so obviously I totally forgot that conversation. I was going to say
And
that
that's
this...
fair. I just have like a weird memory for like certain moments in my life. I just like really stand out. I don't know why. I can't explain it.
And a lot of the moments that stand out have me in it. Oh, thank you.
No, I had one moment.
Damn it.
Remember, I forgot that you visited me in London. So.
Oh, that's right, yeah. This was also kind of, I think, my first brush with foreign films, because I must have been like 13, maybe. And I remember,
what are
you
talking about? You're Canadian. Every movie you've ever seen is foreign.
Oh, that's true. American, yeah.
Films, but I know what you mean.
Yes.
Foreign, yeah. Language.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember we just finished watching Kill Bill Volume 1 and 2, and my buddy says, "Have you ever seen the movie Old Boy?" And I said, "No. What's it about?" And he said, "You just got to watch it."
Yeah, it's probably best to go into this not knowing that much.
Yeah, and I just loved it, but, and this has nothing to do with my enjoyment of Old Boy, I was thinking, do you think Old Boy was Parasite before Parasite? In the sense that, like, Old Boy is one of those movies that I think...
It just goes in directions you don't expect it to, and it's Korean.
Well, and
it's
everybody saw it, and it was,
violent.
Like, critically acclaimed across the board and in the West...
I agree that this is a very well-known movie in America as far as Korean movies go, but I don't feel like it was that when it was released. I do feel like it took a few years, whereas Parasite, it happened when it was released, which is kind of amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, we're seeing that with the new Godzilla movie. You know, not Korean, obviously, but foreign movie that's done super well in the U.S., and that's always neat to see. But yeah, and then this movie's very much like that with Parasite 2, where it is extreme in its violence, but it earns its use of that violence. And again, that's that line between art and exploitation, which maybe it's not between those two things. It often intersects, maybe not often, but occasionally intersects. And when it does, it's a truly amazing work of art, like Old Boy, or Parasite, or the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, or David Lynch, all of his things, except for The Straight Story. That movie's rated G.
This is kind of like the reverse Squid Game.
See, I've never seen Squid Game. I fear... You are just comparing Korean things, just like you've already compared this to Parasite. I fear that we're going down a road that I don't really want to go down.
Give it a second. Hold on. It's because Squid
this
Game...
This is just like the Korean War, man.
It's just like K-pop bands. No, because Squid Game, you have to sign up to enter this contest to win money. And that equals freedom or healthcare for your family or whatever, right? But you're kind of forced to learn lessons when you're in there. And you're all there by choice. But if you leave, like if you try to leave, you get killed. Whereas this, he was thrown in here not by choice. And the whole point of this movie is for him to learn a lesson.
This movie, obviously full of disturbing stuff in the violence, in the subject matter. I mean, already it's disturbing, but it gets more disturbing. But this scene coming up here when he eats the squid was the most disturbing scene when I had first seen this. And I, like, had to look into it, like, is this supposed to be disturbing? Or is this a thing that they do? I think people do eat live squid, but it's not super common.
No, and I don't think they're that big, usually.
Probably that, yeah. That one they would probably cut up.
I know, I want to close my eyes. It's making me feel sick just thinking about it. There was a girl who died, like, 5-6 years ago, maybe. She just choked on a live squid. It just kind of stuck itself in her airway and choked her.
Yeah, that's the thing, is, like, I don't want, you know, let alone it just being weird to eat something live. Like, it's, like, still alive while you're swallowing it. Like, the weird feelings that are going on in your throat, whether it chokes you or not. Like, I just don't want to experience that. And I don't think I'm crazy for saying that.
No, I don't think you are either.